It's Art Spotlight, our monthly look at local arts organizations and events. Coming up in April, it is the Bach Chorale Singers and their Cole Porter concert on Friday, April 28th. They also have a Kaleidoscope of Colors concert Saturday, April 29th. They've just announced Michael Bennett is taking the helm as artistic director for the 53rd season of the Bach Chorale Singers, and he's joining me here in the studio. Welcome.
Hi, John.
And this is sort of a return. You've actually worked with Bach Chorale Singers before, but not as artistic director.
Correct. When I moved to Lafayette after graduate school in Bloomington, I was the assistant director of the Bach Chorale, and which meant I assisted William John Gray, the director at the time, who was my mentor at Indiana University. And I also directed the youth chorus, the Bach Chorale Youth Chorus, which is the older component of the educational mission for the youth and children of Lafayette, the civic capacity. So I worked with them for 5 years, working with the adults, but also leading the youth chorus.
And now you're returning as the artistic director for this season that's coming up in 2017, the later this year in the fall. So what does an artistic director do? What sort of decisions will you be making for this next year?
I will be, with the assistance of some people that have long tenure with the Chorale Singers, I will be determining the programming, what we'll be doing for the three adult concerts for sure. There's a season theme to be considered, a program theme, and then, of course, the repertoire, securing musicians, and those sorts of things. So it's sort of the broad planning aspect, but also then executing the concerts for the adult singers through the weekly rehearsals from August through April.
Michael, I know that you're busy as well, that besides the Bach Chorale Singers that you're going to be doing, that you actually have a day job and other activities. What all are you involved in?
Well, I came to Lafayette to be the director of music and organist at St. John's Episcopal Church, and I'm finishing my 13th year there. So there's a choir program, and we have a lunchtime concert series that we've been doing for 10 years and various other things. So I do that. About 8 years ago, I started working full-time at Jeff High School in the choir department there with two other directors, and so I work with three choirs there, mostly doing classical concert music, and I've been serving on the board of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society for the last 6 years, and out of the blue, I was asked to guest conduct the Bach Chorale last fall, and I had a wonderful time, and as they've been searching for a director this year, the right time for me to accept their offer to be the next artistic director next fall. I never dreamed that that would be happening, as it were, especially when I left to teach full-time back in 2009.
I'm curious. I know that they say that classical music is good for, you know, focusing, relaxing, and studying. I know also that I've heard that sort of singing and learning to breathe and whatnot is such a good thing, not only for kids, but for adults. How is it to work with? Because this is an audition choir.
Yes.
But tell us a little bit about the importance of this in the community.
Well, the Bach Chorale has been here, as you've been saying, finishing up their 52nd season, and it started as a small ensemble back in the 60s and has grown up into what it is today. They have performed such a wide array of music that would otherwise not have been performed in Lafayette. Everything from Handel's Messiah to Elijah of Mendelssohn, the Brahms Requiem, the Verdi Requiem, things like that that require large choral force. So it does provide that for the community. As far as the singers themselves, as you were alluding to, yes, singing is, in playing music in general, of course, singers are special because you're playing your own instrument. You're not holding an instrument, so you're living and breathing your instrument at all times. And the wonderful things that can be achieved through music, both musically but also personally. You spoke of some physical benefits of relaxation and community bonding and those sorts of things, but also skills for the young people that are in the Lafayette Children's Choir, the educational units of the Bach Chorale. Kids are taught self-discipline and focus and teamwork, and they really sharpen their skills in a lot of ways. So things that they'll use the rest of their life in all aspects, no matter if they're a singer or, you know, a neurosurgeon.
Michael Bennett is my guest for Art Spotlight, and he's the new artistic director of the Bach Chorale Singers. And I know that sort of has that sort of local connection that he was an Indiana composer, Cole Porter, had this, you know, great connection. And we just, this last December, celebrated the 200th anniversary of Indiana becoming a state and whatnot. So those sort of connections are probably important to include, whether it's in the music or local composers, arrangements and whatnot. That's got to be important in this sort of program.
Yes, I believe the concert itself is called, I believe Mr. Van Cleve is responsible for this name, Cole Porter and Friends. So there's going to be music, obviously a good deal of Cole Porter, but other composers from this time of the same era. And I believe, of course, you can elaborate on this when you speak with him, but there'll be some compositions that have to that are focused on Indiana, maybe not Cole Porter compositions, but some that are Indiana themed.
Well, that concert is coming up Friday, April 28th at 7:30 at the Long Center. There's also a concert Saturday afternoon, April 29th at 4 o'clock at the United Church of Christ called Kaleidoscope of Colors. It's all with the Bach Chorale singers. We're looking forward to this next season. About when will you be announcing the new season? And of course, folks can find out, I'm sure, more at bachchorale.org.
Yes, the new season, I'm not quite sure, just because I'm not quite in the thick of things yet, but my understanding is that the new season will be announced at the end of April, about the time of the Cole Porter concert. We're working diligently right now to get our repertoire assembled. We've got some exciting collaborations for next year, one with Civic Theater. We're looking at all of our scheduling and so forth. As you alluded to earlier, I seem to be an obstacle in a lot of getting things done right now with such a full schedule. But I'm excited, and I'm hoping we can announce the season at the April Cole Porter event.
Oh, cool. And if someone is interested in joining the Bach Chorale Singers, will there be auditions, and how does that sort of thing happen?
Yeah, there will be auditions. The group will take their summer recess after this concert and resume in mid-August. And a few weeks there at the beginning of August, there will be auditions. They'll be posted on our various media. Please check out the Facebook page for Bach Chorale, the Twitter page, and of course the website. There'll be posted times for auditions this fall.
Well, congratulations again, Michael. We're so looking forward to you being Artistic Director of the Bach Chorale Singers, and appreciate you coming by today.
Thanks so much, John.